This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza Strip say that Jewish settlers frequently wreck Palestinian houses, uproot their trees, and physically attack them. In some cases, Jewish settlers have shot and killed Palestinians. Palestinians say filing complaints with the Israeli police doesn't help because the settlers are not prosecuted. One Palestinian human rights group will try to work within the Israeli legal system to bring settlers to justice. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Hebron in the West Bank.
Aiza and Mohammed Abu Aisha live across the street from the Jewish enclave of Tel Rumeida. Aiza shows visitors their windows just replaced last week after they were broken by settlers. Outside, most of their grapevines have been destroyed. The worst moment, says Aiza, trembling, came on a hot night last August.
On that night, it was almost hell for us because we were attacked by settlers. And they came into the house, they broke the doors, and they started throwing stones, huge stones on us, breaking many, many, many windows. They were inside the house. And at that night, we took shelter in one corner of the house because everywhere, all around the house, stones were coming into the house.
Aiza says she can identify some of the settlers involved, including Baruch Marzel, affiliated with the outlawed Kach movement. Marzel has been questioned repeatedly by police for attacks on Palestinians, and at one point he was placed under administrative detention. Marzel would not comment on the incident at Aiza's home. She says she and her husband filed a complaint with the Israeli police, as they have several times before. Each time, says her 71-year-old husband Mohammed, they are kept waiting for several hours. Often they're told to come back the next day. Bassem Eid, the director of the Palestine Human Rights Monitoring Group, says the Abu Aisha's experience is typical.
In every house we are entering, we find, you know, tens of papers that people lodge complaints, that the police already summoned them for an investigation, but no developments at all on their cases.
Eid says his organization has collected affidavits on 50 cases and will pursue them in the Israeli court system. Within the next few weeks, he says, they will ask for a trial in two cases where Palestinians were killed. Eid says most of the cases deal with property damage, and almost all of them are in Hebron, where 700 Jews live among 100,000 Palestinians. He says many Palestinian victims don't even file a complaint, believing it will be useless.
Hebron is considered as a place which is full of violence from the settler sites against the Palestinians. No doubt about that. Maybe because the people are so closed, yeah, in Hebron rather than in any other place. And this is the main reason which bringing a kind of a confrontation and a hatred, yeah, from the both sides.
David Wilder, a spokesman for the Jewish settlers in Hebron, says Palestinians often fabricate claims of settler violence. He says the children of settlers do occasionally throw rocks or soda cans at Palestinians. But, he says, they are only reacting to Palestinian shooting attacks over the past 14 months.
Children anywhere in the world who had to face the kind of security problems we're facing here, not because those security problems are unstoppable only, but because the Israeli government has chosen to ignore them and leave us in the shadow of such danger. I think that the reactions here have been minimal.
Bassem Eid says that's up to the Israeli courts to decide. He says his job is to bring settlers to justice. He says he hopes Israel will soon install video cameras in Hebron that can film Jewish settlers who attack Palestinians. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Hebron on the West Bank.